relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Looks good in half the run. We're coming forward with the side stick.
Well, looks good.
Roger. I've got a blowout. Paper three.
Get your pitch to zero.
Pitch is out. I can't hold altitude.
Correction. Alpha hold is off. Trip selected. Emergency.
Flight calm. I can't hold it. She's breaking up. She's breaking.
Sebastian Gorka.
Astronaut. A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
Sebastian Gorka.
Will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster.
Oh dear, my team back in the studio. What a delightful surprise. We joked about that yesterday and they did it. My mic wasn't even on and they just played the incredible. My gosh, I am back in time. Major Steve Austin, Lee Majors, oh my gosh, wow. Bionic, I don't know, but I've got my knee drilled. I am in a undisclosed location in Northern Virginia with my brace on for the next 6 weeks with my quad tendons reattached to my knee. Thank you, Dr. S. You and your marvelous team may not be able to make me jump over small buildings, but it truly is remarkable what modern medicine can do and what modern technology can do that I am here on my couch with my dog Killian and the team back in our Salem headquarters is making the show happen. God bless you all, Shad, Leroy, Mr. G, and Eric, and everybody else in Dallas who makes this show possible. I was going to be deadly serious for the first segment, but You've put a big smile on my face, so thank you, guys. Yes, indeed. And again, thank you every day. I'm receiving DMs, kind messages on hundreds and hundreds of messages on Facebook and Twitter, and especially on our text line, our patronmobile.com text line, the conservative phone company that supports your values. The number for those texts, and I read every single one of those texts, is 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. Our phone number, if you want to make your voice heard here on the show, is 1-833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Let's talk about some serious business. We you know, that music they say, and scent, smells are the most powerful things to bring back memories. Let's go back. Let's go down memory lane. Let's talk about the 20th century. I want to do just 6 minutes on what America was and is, and how it was defined by the 20th century, a century that started really in Sarajevo when a man called Gavrilo Princip killed Archduke Franz Ferdinand and would set the fuse alight that would ignite a war that would kill millions, that would see the industrialization of warfare, a whole generation of Europeans killed on both sides of the trenches, with tens of thousands being killed in just one battle like the Somme or Verdun. By the third year of that war, it was up to us. It was up to Americans to come in and end the war and to bring peace. Of course, that peace failed with the Treaty of Versailles, with the extrication of huge reparations out of post-Weimar Germany. The conditions were set for a strange little Austrian corporal, a failed painter who went by the name of Adolf Schickelgruber, and then later changed his name to Hitler, to eventually move his way through the German political system with his brown shirts and then become the chancellor, the democratically. People forget this. Oh, democracy, democracy. Yes, the democracy can also bring you tyranny, because Adolf Hitler was elected chancellor of Germany, and he built a new Germany. He rearmed that nation, and then through a series of ploys, false attacks, red flags, false flag attacks against Poland and others, he managed not only to annex Austria and Czechoslovakia, but then execute a blitzkrieg across Western Europe that took the nations of the continent totally by surprise, except, of course, for one man. A man who for years had been warning the world of the threat of fascism and Mussolini and Adolf Hitler. And that man was the half-American Winston Churchill. It then took America, after Pearl Harbor, to step into the breach. We mobilized more than 13 million men. A nation whose army was smaller than the size of Belgium's army in 1939 would become an utter and complete superpower by the end of the war. The only nation capable of developing a nuclear weapon to stop the bloodshed of the imperial Japanese regime and eventually destroy the Third Reich. It was America that did that. It was America that saved Europe from itself twice. And then in 1948, when dear old Uncle Joe decided he was no longer an ally of the West, when he blockaded Berlin and with clear intent wanted to take all of West Germany for himself as well, not just the rest of Central Europe that had been thrown under his control at the Treaty of Yalta, then we realized a new war had begun. Not a hot shooting war, but a cold political war that by its height could have led to the annihilation of all civilization, as both sides had more than 25,000 nuclear warheads aimed at each other, which would guarantee mutually assured destruction. Who was it that saved the West? Which nation was it that, under Article 5 of the NATO Treaty, guaranteed that it would vouchsafe the nations of Europe again? It was ours, not as an empire, but as a democratic republic who shared the values of its fellow civilizational nation-state members, those who shared Judeo-Christian values. And it was under the leadership of the great Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, and St. John Paul II that that war was won as well. On that incredible day, I remember so well, November the 9th, 1989, when the enslaved people of Eastern Europe, with their own hands, with picks and chisels, started to take apart the Berlin Wall that had separated the free from the captive nations of the East. And what did we want in return? Did we want colonies? Did we want control of those newly liberated nations? No, we wanted them to be free again. America, the greatest nation on God's earth, the freest nation on God's earth, the nation that has bled the most for others so they could be free. And now we face an election in just 250-odd days in which one side wishes to impose the ideology of socialism upon us. It cannot be allowed to happen. And that's why we are here. That's why I am here. My team is here to win that fight with your help. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV. Check out our website, sebgorka.com. Back with the Federalist Sean Davis in a moment.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Created Equal, Clarence Thomas, in his own words.
Created Equal, probably one of the best movies I've seen in the last year, but clearly one of the best documentaries, the story of the life of one of the greatest Americans alive today, a man who the left tried to destroy with a high-tech lynching, but he persevered. He didn't surrender, and he is today on the Supreme Court. See this movie, especially in this election year. Unrivaled access to Justice Clarence Thomas and incredible, incredible stories from his youth. Go to JusticeThomasMovie.com for showtimes, tickets, locations. That's JusticeThomasMovie.com. You won't regret it. I've already seen it, and I'm going to see this film again. Created Equal, Justice Clarence Thomas in his own words. All information at JusticeThomasMovie.com. We are back. I'm Sebastian Gorka. I'll be taking your calls on the following number, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. Super excited to welcome our first guest of the day, somebody who hasn't been on the show. How shall I say this? Not often enough. It's been a long time since we've had co-founder of The Federalist, one of our favorite publications on America First. Of course, he's Sean Davis. Follow him, Sean M. Dav. That's Sean M. Dav. I just say one thing to introduce this individual. You've always got to watch the quiet ones. Sean, welcome back to America First.
Thank you for having me.
You have a style I really enjoy on social media. You're not one of the ones who's brusque and loud, But when you post something, my oh my, often it leads to the destruction of the person that you are criticizing. So we love your rapier-like social media style. You have one of the most incisive eyes out there. I remember your analysis of the Mueller report. Let's talk about something else that is connected and that is very, very important in what it demonstrates counter to what the people who first leaked it think it demonstrates. We have this egregious leak from a HPSI briefing, a House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Give us the story of what happened and what really happened, as far as Sean Davis can tell.
The story we were given initially is that Office of National Intelligence briefers came into the House Intel Committee a couple weeks ago and told them they had some very serious information to give them. And they got them all in the SCIF, which is the classified area, and they said, okay, here's the deal. Vladimir Putin still wants Trump to win. He's still interfering. Nothing's been done. Russia's going to steal our elections. That's the story we were given. What actually happened is that the briefers in a whole menagerie of staff went in there together. And there are a whole bunch of HPSI staff in there. And these briefers went and said, yep, it's happening. The Russians are doing it again. And the Democrats said, oh, well, I mean, that's terrible. We don't need any evidence. Don't tell us anymore. We're sold. They immediately went and leaked it out. And then so we had a week's worth of narratives that the Russians were doing it again. In reality, what happened is that for whatever reason, you had some ODNI staff who went in there with an agenda that wasn't really all that attached to reality. And their top line result, which is that Russia's interfering again for Trump, actually had no basis whatsoever. They had no evidence. They had no proof of it. And as we found and heard in the last couple of days, we now know that the whole thing was a setup. The briefing was held solely for the purpose of having it leak so they could then use the same tired 2016 Russia narrative against Trump in 2020. So the too long didn't read version of this is that, no, they have no proof of anything, and they're just trying to resurrect their dead hoax.
So how does this, Sean, how does this connect to all the cries, the hysterical cries since last week from the mainstream media that, oh my gosh, Donald Trump is putting somebody who's loyal to him in as acting director of national intelligence?
Well, yeah, it's. I'm so glad you connected that because the two are absolutely connected. What's actually happening is that we have a rogue administrative state, and it's not just in the intelligence agencies, it's in every agency. And what happens there is you have these bureaucrats who weren't elected by anyone and weren't accountable to anyone who've taken upon themselves the right to govern us. Rather than leaving that to our elected leaders and their appointees. And what happens when Trump finally comes in and taps someone like Rick Grenell, you know, a 20-year diplomatic and intelligence professional. He's ambassador to Germany, the largest economy in the EU. He was previously in the ambassador's office to the UN. This guy has a wealth of experience, but they can't stand him because they know that he only wants in this job to help enact the agenda of the president the American people elected. And that is fatal to the deep state.
Well, that's interesting. I was just about to ask you, at the beginning you used the word administrative state and then you used the phrase deep state. So you agree with this definition of what's going on inside the U.S. bureaucracy?
Oh, I 100% agree. I don't know how anyone who's had any experience in government or who has read any number of news stories over the last 3 years, I don't see how anyone can deny the existence of an unaccountable group of bureaucrats who've decided that it's their divine right to rule us, regardless of what our elected leaders, the people we put in office to enact their agenda, have to say about it. No, the administrative state is real. The deep state is real. Whatever you want to call it, it's real. It's a problem, and it needs to be destroyed.
Now, I wrote a piece yesterday, I think, for American Greatness on what I told the administration had to be done to get the deep staters out of the White House at the beginning of the administration. They didn't heed my advice, and General Flynn was, you know, charged with a felony soon thereafter. What is your reaction to what has to happen on a broader scale? Because my advice was just for the White House. How how on earth can we fix this in a four-year or maximum eight-year presidential term?
Right. It's a huge question. It's a big problem. And I actually think the biggest failing of the Trump administration so far has been in properly and adequately staffing at the highest levels, whether it's the White House or other agencies. And I think the whole Comey situation is a good example of this. That entire group of saboteurs and hoaxers, they should have been fired on day one. The biggest mistake Donald Trump made as president so far was not firing Comey in his first act after the ink dried and after he said the oath. So they need to go in there and they need to ruthlessly get rid of every single saboteur, hoaxer, and leaker. They need to get rid of them all and then slowly staff up as opposed to saying to themselves, you know, these people aren't all bad. We can just keep them there. How much damage could they do? These people need to be taken out root and branch and replaced with people who maybe aren't Trump loyalists per se, but people who believe that the responsibility of someone in that position is to enact the agenda of the people elected by the American people. That's what it's about. It's not everyone uses the word Trump loyalist as a way of denigrating them. What we actually need are constitutional loyalists. Who believe their job is solely to enact the president's agenda as elected by the American people.
There's a reason we have elections, and it's to implement the vision of those we elect. That's the essence of the problem. Back with the Federalist Sean Davis here on America First.
This is not CNN.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
For folks watching at home, does that make the country less safe in these roles?
Well, I think it certainly does. I'm biased about this because I believe that in many of these positions, such as the DNI, that people should have experience and expertise. In fact, that's what the law stipulates. You know, to some extent, this almost reminds me of North Korea, where everybody's got to wear a Kim family button to publicly display their loyalty and fealty to the great leader.
A Kim family button. For those of you who didn't catch that, that was none other than Obama's director of national intelligence. That was James Clapper discussing Rick Grenell and saying that this administration is like the murderous dictatorship of North Korea. I can think of nobody better to respond to that soundbite than the co-founder of one of our favorite publications, The Federalist. Follow him on Twitter right now, Sean M. Dav. Sean Davis. It really beggars belief, doesn't it, when you hear that from a cabinet member?
It does. You know, there are a lot of people on the left out there who say Trump's a dictator and a tyrant and an authoritarian. And I think the key bit of evidence that is proof that that's not true is the fact that John Brennan is walking around free and saying stuff like that.
And Jim Clapper.
In any sort of, right. Excuse me, well, same difference.
Yeah.
These guys, you know how you can tell if James Clapper's lying? His lips are moving. This is a guy who blatantly lied to Congress. He's not trusted.
Committed perjury in front of Congress.
Absolutely. The fact that this guy is brought on to talk about anything other than repentance and atonement is just beyond me. He should be ignored. He's irrelevant. And in a just nation, he'd be in prison.
Now, you are in the media. I wanted to talk about the broader you know, events on the left, but let's stay on this for a moment. You are in the media. You're the co-founder of one of the best news websites out there. It's on our list. Eric, repost the list of the 13 most important news sites, please, right now. When that happens here in America, I feel for a moment as if I'm in a banana republic. I have a sense that there's no way that in Italy, which has had, 68 governments since 1945, or in Vanuatu, the media is worse than this. How did we get to this place, Sean Davis, that you have perjurers who are hacks themselves calling a duly elected president an individual who's sitting on top of a North Korean-like dictatorship in America? Where did that begin?
Well, I think part of the problem is that the people who perpetrated this hoax over the last 3 years, one of the most destructive and damaging, I think, in U.S. history, have completely escaped any accountability. The reporters who took their leaks, many of which were illegal, all of which were lies, instead of being held accountable for peddling a hoax, were given Pulitzer Prizes. So you actually have right now, thanks to completely corrupt media incentives and a completely corrupt two-tiered system of justice, what you have is a situation where these people have no other incentive than to keep doing what they're doing. And it's why accountability is actually so important, because if these people aren't held accountable now for doing what they did, they will do it again and again and again.
Yeah, absolutely right. He nailed it. And that's why he is with one of our favorite publications. They don't like vowels, but we won't hold that against them. Follow them on Twitter at FDRLST, the Federalist at FDRLST, and its co-founder. He has a rather, his style is rather British. It's understated on Twitter, but my, it is very effective. He's Sean Davis, and you can follow him, Sean M. Dav. That's Sean M. Dav. Thank you, Sean, for what you do. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back to your calls. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. And our PatriotMobile.com text line, you can text us. I read every single one, 703-869-1262. What is Patriot Mobile? I'll tell you what Patriot Mobile is. It's the good guys. If you're with one of the big companies, Verizon, Sprint, AT&T, guess what? You are funding causes that you hate, because the big companies, whether it's gun confiscation, abortion, or open borders, they subsidize all of them with your money. The future the left wants to create is being funded by every single call you make. Those big companies constantly partner with the left, and there's only one company that doesn't, and they're called Patriot Mobile. It's the only company that protects the Constitution with every call and text you make by donating a portion of your bill to conservative causes. All plans include unlimited talk and text, reliable nationwide coverage, and no fees. Transfer your number today. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Get a free Motorola Moto Z3 Play, and you will get an additional free gift when you add 1 to 4 new lines of service. Call their U.S.-based team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Join the good guys. Don't use a phone service that undermines the values you believe in. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I think we have to make that our new official bumper music. Why not? I don't want any more bionic parts. I think LASIK surgery and my patella drilled and reattached to my quad tendons is enough. But I think that qualifies, don't you? Oh, and I'm so excited. You know what I got today? With my size eight head, it finally arrived from eBay. I finally got a MAGA hat. I can't wear the ones they sell at the rallies because of my large noggin. You know, I need a large noggin to fit all those facts in. But there was a company I found on eBay, and they sent me a beautiful MAGA hat. I think I might have to wear it for a portion of my speech at CPAC this weekend. I think it's 8 a.m., just before the president addresses on Saturday. I will be there talking in front of thousands of American patriots. I hope to see you there, too. But in the meantime, let's take your calls. It is the most important part of the day. You are the people that make this show possible. Let's go to Minnesota. Pat, line three. Welcome to America First, Pat.
Yes, hello. I've been enjoying your show. It's just a wonderful show, Dr. Gorka.
Thank you.
The fellow that was on before, I didn't catch his name. I came in a little bit late.
Sean Davis of The Federalist, co-founder of The Federalist, a fabulous chap.
And he was talking about the deep state. But I remember reading a book a number of years ago by Dr. Paul Kangor, a scholar.
We had him on the show last Friday.
And he talked about that same thing with Reagan having trouble with, they called it the establishmentarians in his book.
Correct.
And he wanted them to investigate the intelligence groups to investigate why the Pope was shot. And they just didn't want to do it. They were just bucking him. So he finally, and I believe in the book it talks about two women in their 20-somethings, women investigative, some sort of reporters of some sort, investigated and found out who did it. Two 20-year-old women went around the whole intelligence agencies that were there that were refused to do what Reagan wanted them to do. And I thought back then when I read that book, they've got to get rid of these people that won't do the president's bidding. I think that's what your guest was talking about.
No, absolutely. I'm not sure if this is the same book, but one of the most significant books that Paul Kangor has written, and he is one of the best scholars on the communist threat to America, is Dupes, D-U-P-E-S, Dupes, about the fellow travelers and the useful idiots. I like the model that Reagan used for the air traffic controllers. There's 4,000 senior political appointees in any administration. If God willing, we win the election in November, I want every single one of them to be fired and then do what we did with the traffic controllers who went on strike. You can reapply for the job, but if you're not qualified and if you're not loyal to the vision of making America great again, goodbye, and just send them off without a retirement gift. Yes, that's exactly right, D. Pat, thank you so much for your call. Let's go to D in California, line one. Welcome, D.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Yes.
At the risk of sounding sucral and patronizing, I have to say it's my privilege and pleasure to talk to you.
Well, that's very delightful. Thank you so much.
It makes me wish that in the eyes of God, cloning were ethical.
There have been times when I thought that cloning rider, I think perhaps sometimes we would like to have a little exemption on that one. When you meet certain people who are just God's gift to truth, don't you?
Yes. What I wanted to say was, I don't hear anywhere whether the president's speaking, whether anyone is speaking, whether there are articles. I don't hear anyone ever again mentioning the fact that, I keep saying Gorbachev, that's wrong. During the Eisenhower administration, he said, we will take you over without firing a shot.
Right.
I want you to find a brainwashed college student who ever heard of this and doesn't realize what that man said.
Yeah.
As he took off his shoe during that time and banged it on
Khrushchev at the United Nations. Yes.
Oh, yes, Khrushchev.
Yep.
And this is very alarming because what he said has come true. We will take you over without firing a shot. The shot was brainwashing college students.
Not just college students. This starts in high school. I mean, there are horror stories of, I'll tell you one that I read recently of how in a high school lecture on history, they had a photograph of Donald Trump next to the swastika and next to Joseph Stalin. So this is happening not just in college, but in high school. And the sad thing, Dee, is we allowed this to happen. We allowed the leftists, the radicals, who failed to initiate a Marxist revolution on the streets of America in the 1960s to take over our culture. And then we wake up one morning and we see 72% of American millennials are sympathetic to socialism, communism, and we're surprised. Why are we surprised?
Right. And Socrates said, you get the government, people get the government they deserve.
Yes.
That is very frightening. It's not just college students, I agree.
No.
It is alarming that fact is never brought out. And I wish I could write to whoever writes the president's speeches and say, please mention this several times in your next whatever lecture.
Yeah. Look, just a little bit of inside baseball for you, Dee. There's a whole raft of individuals, wonderful people, men and women, mostly women, but men and women who volunteer and actually are in the White House and read the letters that are sent to the president. So if it really is important to you, if you found something that you think should be highlighted, take the time, my friends. Sit down, get out one of those old-fashioned things called a pen and some paper, and write a letter to the president at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Because, you know, I don't know if all of them are replied. Some of them are form replies. But if your letter really is that good, it can get to the right place. So don't hesitate, my friends. Write to the president. That is what our republic is. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. God bless you all. Our phone number here is 833-334-6752. I think I have to get up and let my dog out. Killian's a little bit restless. We are broadcasting from the mobile ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. We know you have a choice if you are suffering. You can take over-the-counter painkillers. You can get prescription painkillers. You can use those noxious, smelly ointments and salves. How about a fourth option? How about the best option, the one that I use? It's natural. It has no negative side effects. And most important of all, it attacks the source of the pain, not dumbing down the pain receptors, but the actual source of the pain, which is the inflammation. It's called Relief Factor, and tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now, and you deserve to be the next success story. The three-week Quick Starter Pack costs a measly $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. If you order it now, it'll be at your door in 3 days or less, and I guarantee you, if you take it, the little four capsules in the morning, as I do, and four capsules in the evening, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. You're worth it. Come on, do it now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Back to your calls here on America First after this message.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Yes, indeed. And you're with us as well if you're listening to this show. And the president has also sent out a very clear message at one of his rallies. If you want a good night's sleep, sleep on the pillow he uses and I use. It's Mike Lindell's Premium My Pillow. Get 40% off and free shipping. He sold 45 million of them. They're that good. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Special code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to Sam in Minnesota, line 5. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Sebastian. Dr. Gorka, so I got your book, Why We Fight and Know Why We Fight. The question is, having heard Sean Davis and you discuss the leftist media,
yeah,
why aren't we fighting them hand to hand? Why are we taking if we can't hold them accountable,
yeah,
and we're not holding them, what do we do about it? We being your listeners and
What do you mean hand to hand?
Well, if they're the bully, we're the victim.
Well, you know, I stand up to them on social media, on the TV screens. That's why they won't have me back. When I went on Anderson Cooper's show and I said more people watch reruns of Yogi Bear on the Cartoon Network than watch your show, which is a fact, he didn't take it very well. So, you know, that's what I do. That's why I fight back.
So we all know that they're very thin-skinned because
yes.
they really don't have any substance. They don't
yes.
have any character.
Right.
They've never been on the moral high ground. They have no ethics.
Right.
So we have one of your companion networks, Fox News.
Yes.
Not Fox Opinion, but Fox News actually acknowledge articles that come from the Washington Post and the New York Times as if it wasn't fake, as if it was a legitimate
yeah.
journalist. Well, that's who you have to fight hand to hand. And how you influence Fox News, I'm not sure because I'm not in your business.
Yeah, but I think, you know, a lot of people have been complaining about Fox News. Some very disturbing things are happening there. People are getting hired on the board, guests who are not being allowed back on because they're close to the president or have certain views. So, look, how are things going to change? We vote with our dollars. At the end of the day, certain market forces will dominate. And when CNN has 600,000 viewers, at the end of the day, that's going to be their demise. Let's go very quickly to Jimmy in Brooklyn. Line 3, welcome, Jimmy. You had a very, very interesting point. We got 1 minute. Hit me, Jimmy.
I agree with that lady who just talked about what Khrushchev said. Khrushchev knew what was coming. He had the drug operations coming against us, the radicalization of the youth, and they wrote about it, and not a shot was fired by Jan Kozak. That's the communist description of what they're going to do. Khrushchev knew about it. He looked like a dummy banging his shoes, but he was actually brilliant and diabolical.
Well, look, Lincoln said it. Lincoln said it a long time before Khrushchev. We will not be defeated by a foreign enemy. The only way America will be defeated is from the inside. And that's why we're here to stop that from happening. God bless you all. A great hour back with Howie Carr and so much more here on America First.